Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating 12-lead EKG report on patients Joan Yaros, Y-A-R-O-S, on 4/4/24. Mrs. Yaros performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal, axis is normal. T waves normal, period of Pagel compression normal, EKG next. 12-lead EKG on John Curry on 4/4/24. Mr. Curry performed the 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes are normal. There is a terminal S wave in V6. Period, new paragraph impression, probable normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Rebecca Austin. This goes to the VA. On 4/4/24, Mrs. Austin performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 99% period. Patient walked 570 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 93% period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Guy Rohrer, R-O-H-R-E-R. This goes to Dr. Bill Koop. On 4/4/24, Mr. Rohrer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study data 12/13/23, there's been no significant change period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Next is a 6-minute walk test in Michael Maram, M-A-R-A-M. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 4/4/24, Mr. Maram performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 94% period. Patient desaturated to 86% period. Total distance walked was 294 meters. And he was able to complete the study with the nasal oxygen at 2 liters, period. Saturation at the end of the study was 92%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia improved on nasal oxygen. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 4/4/24, Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/2/23, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Doris Hatch. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 4/4/24, Mrs. Hatch performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 98% period. Patient dropped to 88% while walking and improved to 94% on 2 liters of nasal oxygen period. Total distance walk was 213 meters period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on David Autry. This goes to Corrine Edick, E-D-I-C-K, comma, P-A. On 4/4/24, Mr. Autry performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Carol Brousseau, B-R-O-S-S-E-A-U. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughan. On 4/4/24, Mrs. Brousseau performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and with a minimal impairment in flow rates, period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was normalization of airflow after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/27/23, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study period, no paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, and a minimal restrictive lung disorder showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Claudia Pettersson, Pettersson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/4/24, Mrs. Pettersson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal with a severe degree of airway obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/14/23. There's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rebecca Austin. This goes to the VA. On 4/4/24, Mrs. Austin performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. Without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.